Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Election Commissioner of Nagaland has informed that national parties, state parties and their symbols along with free symbols have been adopted by the State Election Commission of Nagaland for conduct of election to the municipal and town councils 2024. In this regard, national parties and symbols respectively reserved for them are Aam Aadmi Party, Broom, Bahujan Samaj Party, Elephant, Bharatiya Janata Party, Lotus, Communist Party of India, Marxist, Hammer, Sickle and Star, and Indian National Congress, Hand. State parties of Nagaland and symbols reserved for them include Naga People's Front, KOK, Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, CLOP, Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, Helicopter, Nationalist Congress Party, CLOK, Nationalist Congress Party, Pawar, Man Blowing Dorha. State parties from other states and the symbols respectively reserved for them is National People's Party, BOOK. The SEC further informed that if a state party recognized in one state is granted concession for using its reserved symbol in another state in which it is not so recognized, the nomination of candidates set up by that party in such other state will also be required to be subscribed by one elector of the ward. These include Nagaland Congress, DAO, Rising People's Party, BEN NIP with 7 rays, and United Naga Democratic Party, HAT. The free symbols are Almira, Fluid Auto Rickshaw, Gas Stove, Bat Letterbox, Battery Torch, Plastering Trowel, Belt Ring Binoculars, Safety Pin, Box Scissors, Calculator, Sewing Machine, Camera Spanner, Computer, Table, Cutting Pliers, Trumpet Diamond, Violin, Dish Antenna, Water Tank, Earrings, Whistle, Envelope, Wool and Needle. Food Corporation of India Regional Office Dimapur has informed that sufficient rice stock are available in Central Pool to meet the requirements of the state of Nagaland. As on May 16, there is 50,993 metric tons, approximately of fortified rice kernels, available against 11,500 metric tons, approximately, to be lifted during May 2024 in the central pool. The office said this is well above the buffer norms of operational requirement. Nagaland Board of School Education has informed all heads of registered institutions that NBSC has developed teaching and learning materials, TLMs, of social sciences and science subjects of class 10. The TLMs have been developed to enhance educational framework, providing comprehensive support to both teaching and learning processes and for remedial measures. The TLMs is available in the NBSC portal www.nbscnl.edu.in under information, curriculum and syllabus and can be downloaded for offline use. The NBSC has asked heads of institutions to inform subject teachers and students about DLMs and encourage them to make use of it. An awareness program for alcohol and substance abuse at workplace, corporate offices and etiquette to drivers was organized by Social Welfare Department yesterday. Attended by drivers employed under the department, medical officer NHAK Dr. Singti Men spoke on ill effects of alcohol and drug abuse. Jatak Bahadur, one of the drivers, shared his testimony on alcohol and substance abuse. Etiquette for drivers was presented by legal consultant Apila. A monsoon preparedness meeting has been convened under the chairmanship of Chief Minister and Chairman of Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority on 20th May at 11 a.m. at Chief Minister's Secretariat, Kohima. Calling government departments to attend the meeting, the Department of PWD, RNP, HG, CD and SDRE, Food and Civil Supplies and Health and Family Welfare departments has also been requested to submit infrastructure maintenance report and give a presentation on monsoon preparedness measures. And in sports, District Sports Officer Kohima, Jopovi Zeko, has informed all educational institutions under Kohima District that pre-Subroto tournament district-level football for boys under 15 will be conducted on 29th and 30th May at IG Stadium, Kohima. The selection will be on first-come-first basis. First 8 teams will be allowed to participate at district level. The DSO informed that participating teams are to ensure that each team must be from the same school. Students have been asked to bring original birth certificate or Aadhaar card. In this regard, interested educational institutions in the district have been asked to send confirmation through email to districtsportsofficerkohima@gmail.com or contact 700-50-88728 between 20th to 25th May 2024. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.